Yoga is a 5,000-year-old science. Swaradhara is the science of breath and energy. The right side of our body, the right nostril and the left side of the brain, is the solar energy. It's a more active form of energy in the body. The left side of our body, the left nostril, and the right brain is a more creative, receptive energy. Sometimes we would call it a lunar energy. The right side of the body is a more solar energy. We need to have both sides of the energy balanced. And a really effective way to do that is to work with alternate nostril breathing. We can do it with our hands. As you can see in the picture, we block off one nostril with the ring finger, the other nostril with the thumb. You want to have lots of length through the back of the neck and relax your shoulders so that you can keep your arm in this position as you're working with your breath. There are several patterns that we might use. Bring your attention to your nose and notice which one of your nostrils has more air flowing. You could block one nostril off, breathe in, block the other nostril off and breathe in. Whichever one feels cooler is your active nostril. Sometimes the nostrils are fairly even, and if that's the case, just pick one. It changes about every 90 minutes. So when we wake up in the morning, one of the nostrils might be more dominant. If you wake up groggy, it's probably your left nostril is more dominant. If you wake up on your own without an alarm clock, your right nostril will be more dominant. Some things are really good to be doing when we have a lot of that solar active energy, like digesting a meal, speaking in front of a crowd. If you're playing the flute, if you're doing a painting, it would make sense that your left nostril would be open for that. So by working with alternate nostril breathing, we have a very definite effect in our daily life. The central channel between the two nostrils is called Sushumna. In order to go deeply into meditation, we need to have the Sushumna channel active. So at some point when we're doing the alternate nostril breathing, we're starting to get a real balance. Alternate nostril breathing is very beneficial for everybody. There's no prerequisites. You couldn't ever harm yourself doing alternate nostril breathing, so it's safe to do as much as you like. What happens is if we're angry, if we're sad, if we're agitated, this practice brings us back to center. It helps to gather our scattered energies and balance them. And who couldn't use that in the hectic lives that most of us lead? So the way you do it is by blocking off one nostril and breathing with your attention flowing between the eyebrow center and the base of the nose, where the nostrils meet the upper lip. We always start the practice by noticing it on an exhale. And at the end of an inhale, we'll change to the other side. We'll breathe through that nostril for a while. It can feel a little awkward as you're first beginning it till you get used to it. So just keep in mind the regular qualities of the breath. Effortless, smooth, continuous. We're always doing even breathing in this. Exhale and inhale are about the same length. Keep your attention very focused on the breath and on that flow of breath and energy. And so you're breathing from the eyebrow center to the base of the nose and back. Try it now with me. When you finish an inhalation, block off your passive nostril and exhale and inhale just through your active nostril. At the end of your next inhalation, change sides. Block off your active nostril and follow the flow of breath and energy in your passive nostril from the eyebrow center to the base of the nose and back. Then bring your hand down and let your awareness flow between the eyebrow center and the base of the nose as though your breath was flowing equally in both nostrils. I use this practice all the time. Sometimes when I'm getting sleepy, when I'm driving, I'll block my left nostril for a little while. Just really activate the energy in the right nostril, the right side of the body. Helps to wake me up. When I wake up in the morning, I lie on my left side for a while and focus on the flow of breath in the right nostril. When I'm going to sleep at night, I lay on my right side and focus on the flow of the breath in the left nostril. It allows my whole system to settle and become more ready for sleep. Swarodhara is a fascinating science of breath and energy. Try this simple practice and see for yourself. The resources tab has a shorter and a longer practice. When you have more time, do the longer one. See how you feel.